2021年云南省初中学业水平考试英语黑卷第一部分听力。做题时先将答案标在试题卷上，录音内容结束后请将试题卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。第一节，听下面五个句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相关的图画。听完每个句子后，你将有五秒钟的作答时间。每个句子听两遍。
Number one, rice noodles are popular in Yunnan.
Rice noodles are popular in Yunnan.
Number two, I will buy a lovely rabbit for Gina as her present.
I will buy a lovely rabbit for Gina as her present.
Number three,It took me over 20 minutes to get to school by bus yesterday morning.
It took me over 20 minutes to get to school by bus yesterday morning.
Number four, John was reading in his room when the rainstorm came.
John was reading in his room when the rainstorm came.
Number five. Turn right on the center street and the bank is on your left.
Turn right on the center street and the bank is on your left.
第二节，听下面五个句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相符的正确答语。听完每个句子后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每个句子听两遍。
Number six, thank you for your invitation.
Thank you for your invitation.
Number seven, whose school bag is this, Tom?
Whose school bag is this, Tom?
Number eight. Jessica, you've done a really good job.
Jessica, you've done a really good job.
Number nine. Don't talk when your mouth is full of food.
Don't talk when your mouth is full of food.
Number ten. How soon will you come back home?
How soon will you come back home?
第三节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话听两遍。
Number 11. Hi, Amy. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a dancer. How about you?
Being a policeman is my biggest dream. Hi, Amy. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a dancer. How about you?
Being a policeman is my biggest dream.
Number 12. Good morning, John. I hear your birthday is coming. When is it?
Good morning. It's on June 5th.
Good morning, John. I hear your birthday is coming. When is it?
Good morning. It's on June 5th.
Number 13. Hello, Tom. Come and try these strawberries.
Ooh, they are delicious. Did you buy them at the supermarket?
No, I picked them on the farm. Hello, Tom. Come and try these strawberries.
Ooh, they are delicious. Did you buy them at the supermarket?
No, I picked them on the farm.
Number 14. What else do we need?
We need 2 spoons of honey and 1 cup of yogurt.
What else do we need?
We need 2 spoons of honey and 1 cup of yogurt.
Number 15. Anna, what did you do last Saturday?
I spent 2 hours cleaning my house, and then I went riding.
Sounds good. I just stayed at home to study. Anna, what did you do last Saturday?
I spent 2 hours cleaning my house, and then I went riding.
Sounds good. I just stayed at home to study. Hi, Judy. What are you doing?
I'm making a card for my favorite teacher, Ms. Griffin.
I see. I know that Ms. Griffin always encourages you in English class.
Yes. Do you want to join me, Ken?
Good idea. I want to say thanks to Ms. Lee and Mr. Brown in this way, too. Hi, Judy. What are you doing?
I'm making a card for my favorite teacher, Ms. Griffin.
I see. I know that Ms. Griffin always encourages you in English class.
Yes. Do you want to join me, Ken?
Good idea. I want to say thanks to Ms. Lee and Mr. Brown in this way, too. Zhang Guimei is a teacher in Lijiang, Yunnan Province. 20 years ago, a 13-year-old girl was asked to get married because her family couldn't afford her to go to school. Miss Zhang was surprised and decided to help build a free public high school for poor girls. Then she raised money everywhere. In 2008, Hua Ping High School for Girls was founded. She lived at school with her students. She told her students that only with knowledge can we change our life. Every day, she was the first to get up and the last to sleep. She also walked in the mountains to ask girls to go back to school. She gave away all her prizes to school. With her help, more than 1,800 girls achieved their dreams of going to university. Miss Zhang's story moved a lot of people. On February 17th this year, she won the honor of the People Who Moved China.
是 a teacher in Lijiang, Yunnan Province. 20 years ago, a 13-year-old girl was asked to get married because her family couldn't afford her to go to school. Ms. Zhang was surprised and decided to help build a free public high school for poor girls. Then she raised money everywhere. In 2008, Hua Ping High School for Girls was founded. She lived at school with her students. She told her students that only with knowledge can we change our life. Every day, she was the first to get up and the last to sleep. She also walked in the mountains to ask girls to go back to school. She gave away all her prizes to school. With her help, more than 1,800 girls achieved their dreams of going to university. Ms. Zhang's story moved a lot of people. On February 17th this year, she won the honor of the People Who Moved China.